理课堂听 class.com。
Reading. Are we endangered? Steve Jones is an environmental expert who tries to keep animals and plants from becoming endangered. We are not alone in the world. We human beings could not survive without all the plants and animals around us. We often talk about how important it is to take good care of ourselves and our planet, but we don't always do as we say. Steve says as he takes us on a tour of Green Park in Birmingham.Many of the Earth's plants and animals have already died out, and several other species are endangered. If we want to live a better life and have a bright future, we must learn to act in ways that do not harm other living things. If we know more about what causes endangerment, we may be able to take measures before it is too late. A species can become endangered for different reasons. Animals and plants must have habitat, or home.Which is comfortable and clean, and where there is enough food and other resources. They are all used to their environment, that is, they have learned how to live successfully in their habitat. When the habitat of a species is changed or destroyed, the animal or plant has to either adapt to the change or find a new home. If this is not possible, the species becomes endangered. If a new species arrives,The animals and plants of the habitat must change again. If the new species is too strong or uses too much of the resources in the habitat, some of the original species may become endangered. A species may also die out if humans or other animals use too much of a plant or kill too many animals. The good news is that there is a lot we can do to help. First of all,We need to learn more about animals, plants, and the environment. Experts tell us that we need to think about what we can do to keep animals and plants from becoming endangered. Steve says that we can help by creating more space for animals and plants. You can plant a tree or build a birdhouse. It is simple, but useful. Steve also wants us to think about what we do. Please don't pollute the environment. If we find out more about what we should do,We can help Steve and others like him keep animals and plants, and ourselves, from becoming endangered. Integrating skills. Reading and writing.
Without air, water, and sunlight, there would be no living things. Because they are so important, ecosystems try to be very careful with these valuable resources.Human beings often throw away things they have used only once. In good ecosystems, resources are used many times. The waste of plants and animals will become food for another. In fact, nature is much better at recycling than we humans are. Maybe we should learn from nature and become better recyclers. If we throw away too much, we may be throwing away our future.We all care about nature and the environment, but we may not always do everything we could or should. Scientists who know a lot about the environment say that we should reduce, reuse, recycle, and respond. Let's see what that means.
Words and expressions. Unit 10. Fur. Tibetan.Antelope, endanger, endanger, die out, as a result of, lead, lead to, jungle, wolf, hippo, kangaroo, giraffe, Steve Jones, environmental, tour, Birmingham, Birmingham.Species, act, endangerment, measure, take measures, habitat, adapt, adapt to, original, Jennifer, make a difference, battery, Stevenson, devote, devote to, at present, common, set free. In the wild. Ecosystem. Valuable. Throw away. Reduce. Respond. Amount. Package. Packaging. Harmful. Flat. Soda. Material. Poster. Attractive. Topic. Organize. Graph. Brief. Unit 11. The sounds of the world. Warming up. 1. Listen to the music on the tape. Where do you think the music comes from? Listening. Listen to the three songs in the tape and then fill out the form below.
So this is Christmas. What have you done? Another year old. You wanted to be gone. And so this is Christmas. Time. seeking out. Just play the loud, but never sweat. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best. Cause he's a... And when he does, his little round, down the street, our old friend will tell. Eagerly pursuing all the latest fashion trends, cause he's a...
Speaking. Example. Hi, Susan. Can you help me decide what to buy for Peter's birthday?
Sure. What do you have in mind?
Well, Peter loves music, so I thought I would give him a CD.
That's a great idea. What kind of music does he like?
I'm not sure. Oh, yes, he likes rock music.
Rock music? Maybe you could give him the new Ricky Martin CD.
Ricky Martin? That's not rock music. Peter wouldn't like that.
How about a Rolling Stones CD?
Yes, that's a good suggestion. He loves the Rolling Stones. Reading.
The sounds of the world. There is a world of music out there. What we hear on the radio or see on TV is only a small part of all the wonderful music that is waiting for us. Most of us probably like pop music and have our favorite performers, stars, or bands. But many of us also want to discover new sounds and rhythms. Here is a brief look at some of the exciting musical styles from around the world. Blues music has a long history. The blues is a way for people to show who they are and what is in their heart. People have been playing the blues for many years, but the music has kept many of its characteristics. The blues comes from African songs that people used to sing when they worked and during festivals. The African songs met American music when African slaves were brought to the U.S. The blues has been part of African-American culture since then, and it is still an important part of American culture. Other musical styles, like jazz and rock music, have all come from blues music. Today's American culture contains many different musical styles. People still listen to blues and rock, but they also listen to hip-hop and rap. Hip-hop and rap have much in common with blues and rock, but they also have their own characteristics. Hip-hop music often combines parts of other styles to create music that will help people hear new things in old music. Perhaps the most important characteristic of rap music is the way the artists sing. In rap music, the singer or rapper will speak or rap the words along with the beat. Another important style in today's world of music is Latin music. Latin music, music that uses traditional styles from Latin America, has spread all over the world. In the U.S., where there are many Spanish-speaking people, Latin music is a big part of the culture. It has always been popular in Spanish-speaking countries, and today, stars like Santana and Ricky Martin are known throughout the world. There are, of course, many other interesting styles of music. There is a wide variety of new music to be discovered in every corner of the world. So the next time you look for a tape or a CD, don't just look for Chinese or American music. Open your ears to the sounds of the world.
Integrating skills. Reading and writing. Pop versus rock. Rock and pop music are becoming more and more similar, but there are still some important differences. Most pop singers make music their career. They use music to become rich and famous, and they sing songs that will be liked by everybody. Rock singers, on the other hand, make music their life. They play music to satisfy their inner desire. They do not think how much money they can make from a song. Instead, they sing for their emotions and live for music. Pop songs and rock songs are written in different ways. A pop song is written in a factory, where one person writes the words someone else the music, and other musicians record it. The singer often knows little about the ideas or feelings behind the song. The process of making rock music, however, is totally different. The singers and musicians are all able to write music and work together in a band. When one of them has a strong feeling, he or she expresses it with music, and the others help build the song. Because of the different ways of thinking and writing songs, rock and pop songs also tell different stories. Most pop songs tell simple stories about love and are written to entertain people. They are popular for a short time, but will soon be forgotten. Rock music, on the other hand, expresses true feelings about society, friendship, and even war. Some rock songs are also about love, but the feelings they express are deeper. For example, love in a pop song is either good or bad, but in a rock song, it can be both good and bad at the same time. Pop music makes people feel easy and forget about the real world. Rock music makes people think about the world and how to make their life better. Words and Expressions, Unit 11. Brasilia, Buenos Aires, Cairo, Paris, Suggestion, Ricky Martin, The Rolling Stones, Musical, Instrument, Perform, Performer, Rhythm, Blues, Characteristic, Slave, Jazz, Contain, Hip Hop, Rap, In Common, Rapper, Latin, Traditional, Spread, Santana, Variety, Universal, John Lennon, Folk, Elvis Presley, Guitar, Record, Record, Turn Into, Versus, Satisfy, Inner, Desire, Emotion, Process, Musician, Totally, Express, Entertain, Intelligence, Chant. Unit 12, Art and Literature, Listening. Listen to the tape and fill in the missing information below. 1.
Capitol Museum, this is Jennifer speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. I would like to buy tickets for the Picasso exhibition. I would like to know when I can go and how much the tickets are.
Let me see. The exhibition is open weekdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and weekends 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Weekdays 8 to 6, weekends 4 to 8. Got it. Thank you. And what about the prices?
It's $5 for adults, $3 for children, and $2 for groups. Children under 14 do not have to buy tickets.
$5 for adults, $3 for children, $2 for groups. I see. How many people do we need to have to make up a group?
At least 5.
I see. Do I have to order tickets now, or can I buy them when I get there?
You can buy them here. The exhibition is on the second floor of the museum, Hall 3.
Second floor, Hall 3. Thank you.
2. Joanna, look here. It says in a newspaper that there will be a Peking opera next week. I love Peking opera. Do you want to go?
I don't know. When and where is it?
Let me see. Oh, it's on Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Music Hall.
The Music Hall? Where's that?
The Music Hall is on Green Street, next to the cinema.
Thursday at 7. Okay, I think I can go. How much are the tickets?
Adults pay $7, students $5, children under 14 $3, groups $4.
We're students, so that means we should pay $5.
Well, you and I are 13, so we can get tickets for $3.
Ah, it's good to be young.
3.
Listen up, theater fans. The Grand Theater Company is proud to present their performance of William Shakespeare's play, The Tempest. The play will be performed at the Grand Theater at 7 p.m. on March 3rd. Don't forget it. 7 p.m. on March 3rd, the Grand Theater. Tickets go on sale next week. Adults, $10. Under 18, $8. Groups, $6. Don't miss it. It is your chance to experience Shakespeare. That's the Grand Theater Company bringing you The Tempest at the Grand Theater, March 3rd, 7 p.m. Tickets only $10 for adults, $8 if you're under 18, and $6 for groups.
Reading.
Harry Potter. Welcome to the world of J.K. Rowling. It is a world of magic and wonders. A world where anything can happen. Many of the creatures in Rowling's world are not real, and much of what happens is strange. J.K. Rowling has written a series of books about Harry Potter, a boy with a scar on his forehead and a secret past. The books are about magic and strange creatures, but they still tell us something about the real world. In the first book about Harry Potter, we meet Harry before he knows anything about magic. Harry seems like a normal boy, but his life is miserable. His parents are dead, and he lives with a family that treats him badly. Harry is very unhappy and does not know what to do about his life. His life changes when a bird tells him to go to Hogwarts and become a student of witchcraft and wizardry. Hogwarts is an unusual school where the students learn about magic. But for Harry, the most important lesson is about real life, friendship, and how to be brave. Harry learns more than magic at Hogwarts. He makes new friends and learns how important and difficult it is to be a good friend. His friends help him when he is in trouble, but he must also be strong and help them when they need him. Harry also learns to be brave and to do things he used to be afraid of. He learns the truth about his past, a dark secret that will make his life and his choices more difficult. At Hogwarts, Harry also learns about the power of love, the magic, many strange creatures, and the adventures Harry comes across at Hogwarts help him understand the real world. Harry has to fight against bad wizards and do the right thing. Together with his friends, Harry learns that it is not always easy to do what is right. You must believe in what you do and who you are if you want to succeed in the world, the magical world of Hogwarts, and the real one. Where someone is born and what a person looks like is not as important as what he or she grows up to be. Two people may speak different languages, have different habits, or even come from two different worlds. But they can still be friends if they share the same goals, hopes, and dreams. It is not enough to be strong in heart and mind. We must also believe in ourselves and help others if we want to be happy and live a good life.
Integrating skills. Reading and writing. The question. Tom stopped. What was that noise? He put his hand on Pete's shoulder. Did you hear that? He whispered. They both listened carefully. The noise seemed to be coming from the room behind the statue in front of them. It sounded like a woman crying. They looked at the statue. It was a strange creature with red eyes. It was almost as if the creature was watching them. Tom suddenly felt cold. He remembered what his father had told him about the secrets of the church. He knew that the church had many secret rooms and that not all of them were safe. If only they could find a way to get to the room, or whatever it was, behind the wall. The statue stood in front of the door, and there was no way they could get past it. Tom looked at the statue again. Strange. It looked as if the creature had moved. He was just about to say something when Pete turned around. Tom, he said, I think I know a way in. How? Tom asked. It says on the statue that anyone who wants to enter the room must answer the question. That sounds strange, said Tom. What question? I don't know, Pete said. But he did not have time to finish what he was saying. The statue was moving. A deep voice came from the strange creature. Listen carefully. You may enter the room if you know the answer to my question. What is the question? Pete asked. It's a secret, the creature said. A secret? Pete said. That's stupid. How can I give you an answer if the question is a secret? The creature spoke again. Come here and I'll whisper the question in your ear. You will not remember the question tomorrow. If your answer is right, you may enter. If your answer is wrong, well, then you will be in trouble. Pete looked at Tom. I'll try, he said. He walked up to the creature and listened to the question. After a few minutes, he whispered the answer in the creature's ear. They both waited for something to happen. Are you sure you gave the right answer? Tom asked. Pete did not have time to say anything. The statue moved to the side and the door opened up. Tom and Pete looked at each other. Tom was scared. I guess we have to go in. They went past the statue and... Words and Expressions, Unit 12, Literature. Leonardo da Vinci, Pablo Picasso, Romantic, Comedy, Local, Exhibition, Harry Potter, Power, Magic, Trick, J.K. Rowling, Series, A Series of, Scar, Forehead, Miserable, Treat, Unhappy, Hogwarts, Witchcraft, Wizardry, Wizard, In Trouble, Come Across, Believe In, Habit, Villager, Pete, Shoulder, Whisper, Turn Around, Stupid, Announcement, Character.